This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
It's Saturday, October 11th. I'm Ngozi Cole. California Governor Gavin Newsom has vetoed a bill that would have boosted salaries for CAL FIRE firefighters, citing concerns over state costs. The governor added that pay should be negotiated through collective bargaining. The proposal was authored by Republican Assembly Member Heath Flohr of Ripon, who spoke to a California newsroom partner, Cap Radio.
We can find money for a lot of other things, and we tend to do that. I think that's what the frustration that you're hearing from a lot of us is, like, we know he likes the firefighters. We know he respects what they do. But for some reason, the political will to get this done isn't there yet.
The bill was backed by a union representing more than 8,000 current and retired CAL FIRE employees. The union says low pay has driven more than 400 firefighters to leave the department in recent years. Teens in Monterey County are at risk of losing access to accurate reproductive health information. The county lost $500,000 for health education programs after the Trump administration canceled a sex education grant to California. Officials say sex education programs provide guidance on healthy behaviors in relationships. With funding gone, those programs will vanish by the end of next year. Emiko Torres, the county's teen pregnancy prevention coordinator, says this puts young people at risk.
We can see the teen birth rate go up. We've seen it in the past where, like, when services are cut, the numbers go up. Ever since programs like this have been implemented, we've seen a decline in the teen pregnancy rate.
Torres says without these programs, there could also be reduced condom use and a rise in sexually transmitted infections among teens. And that's it for Monterey Bay Today. Tune in next week for more news.